Help Help, a new play for Penison FM, written by Steve Dobson.
Damn, 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 damn!
What is it now, dear?
Blast and damn, damn and blast.
Yes, love, calm down. Tell me what's the matter.
It's a computer.
Oh, what's wrong with it now?
I don't know, do I? It won't work. It's useless.
Useless? I know someone else like that.
What?
Nothing, love. What are you trying to do with it anyway?
Print. Print. It won't print.
Oh, you have switched the printer on, haven't you?
Of course I have. Do you think I'm stupid or something?
I prefer not to answer that. Just check, will you?
I know it's switched on. I pressed the thingy, didn't I?
Is that a technical term, the thingy?
Clever. Look, here, it's switched on.
Why is there no light then?
It's a special model. There's no light on this one. That's why.
Or maybe you just didn't plug it in?
Plug it in? Of course I, who unplugged it last time? It wasn't me.
Well, wouldn't be, would it? I'm the only one who tidies up round here. Plug it in then, see if it works.
Nothing. See? Nothing. It's broken. Still not printing.
Well, ring that helpline then, love.
The what? You must be joking. They don't note on those helplines, do they?
Well, why not try? Look, the number's on the side of the machine.
Waste of time.
Oh, try 'em. What have you got to lose?
My sanity.
Your temper, probably. Or maybe your problem. Ring 'em.
Fine, fine. I'll ring 'em then. What's the number?
There, on the side of the computer. Do it now while I'm here.
If I have to.
Oh, go on, Muppet. Gosh, that's a long number.
I know. Where am I phoning? The moon? Hello? Is that there?
Thank you for ringing Clapped Out Computer Help Desk. Your call is important to us.
I bet.
We want to connect you to the right person. Using your telephone keypad, please select from the following options. For sales, press 1. For advertising, press 2. For accounts, press 3. For human resources, press 5.
What happened to 4?
For any other inquiries, please press 4.
Oh, yes. 4 then.
I'm sorry, your selection has not been recognised. Please select from the following options. For sales, press 1. For advertising, press 2.
I'm not going through
accounts,
all that lot again.
Press 3.
I'm pressing 4
for human resources,
now.
Press 5. I'm sorry, your selection has not been recognised.
What?
Please select from the following options.
Started again. The
for
same
sales,
message.
Press
1. It's took me back to the start
for advertising,
again.
Press
damn,
2.
Damn,
for accounts,
damn.
Press 3.
Press a different key
for human
then
resources,
this time.
Press
which
5.
One?
Anyone.
Anyone? How useful's that?
Oh, just try it and don't complain.
All right, I'll press 3.
You've reached sales.
Sales? Sales? I press 3. Accounts?
For Northern Sales, press 1. For Scotland, press 2. For Wales, press 3. For Northern Ireland, press 4. For Southern Sales, press 6.
5. 5. What happened to 5? I'm going to press 5 and see what happens.
I'm sorry, your selection has not been recognised. For Northern Sales, press 5. For Scotland, press 1. For Wales, press 4. For Southern Sales, press 3. For Northern Ireland, send in a postcard or email sales.n.i.cannot.find.the.write.number.on.the.keypad.org.useless.
What?
To return to the main menu, press hash. To speak to an advisor, press star.
At last, star!
Thank you. Your call will be answered soon. I'm sorry. All our advisors are busy. Please hold or call back again next month.
I'm an old, ruddy old.
Just wait then. They'll answer.
Your call is in a queue. There are approximately 146 callers in front of you. Your estimated waiting time is 3 days, 15 hours, 26 minutes and 4 seconds. Do you wish to wait?
How long? 3 days? I can't wait that long.
Your call is important to us. Please hold. You are moving forward in the queue. There are just 275 callers in front of you in the queue.
What? That's more than before. How can I be moving forward if there are more now than there were a minute ago? Stupid machine. Stupid out there. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Your call is moving forward. There are 3 callers ahead of you. Your estimated waiting time is 6 months. Do you wish to hold?
6 months? I'll have a beard down to the floor by then.
Hello there. Welcome to Clapped Out Computers. My name is Farquhar. How may I help you this evening?
Where are you from?
Pardon, sir?
Where are you from?
Is that relevant, sir?
It is to me, Sonny Jim.
I'm from Stocksbridge, near Sheffield, and Barnsley, sir.
Oh, thank you. A local. That's brilliant.
But I'm speaking to you from Australia.
What?
Yes, Australia, land of lager, sheilas and dunnies. I emigrated last year.
How much is this call costing me, then?
The standard rate, sir, that's all.
Oh, that's all right, then.
From Australia.
What?
£2.75 a minute plus VAT.
I could have brought a new printer with the money I spent on this call so far.
Indeed, sir. Now you say printer. Do you have a problem with your printer?
Yeah, it won't print.
I see. Is it one of ours? Clapped out?
Course it is. That's why I'm ringing.
Ah, well, that's a problem then, isn't it?
What is?
If it's our printer.
I don't get you.
Our printers are rubbish. You should have bought a reputable make.
Look, Sonny, this is supposed to be a help desk. Help me sort out my printer.
Fine, sir. No need to get agitated. I'll help you sort out your printer. What's wrong with it?
I don't know, do I? That's why I've rung you.
No, I mean, what's it not doing?
Printing! Printing! Isn't that what you use a printer for?
Sir, please calm down, or I will have to terminate this call.
I am calm. This is me being calm.
Tell him you're sorry.
What?
Tell him you're sorry.
What for is?
Tell him now.
I'm sorry.
Pardon, sir. I couldn't hear that.
Sorry. I'm sorry I got cross at you.
No problem, sir. We all get a little tetchy when our computers don't work the way they're meant to.
It's me printer.
Yes, sir, I know.
It won't print anything.
Have you switched it on?
Don't you start.
Is the little light on?
Yes, the little light is on. Yes, it's plugged in. Yes, it's connected to computer by that JCB thing.
JCB?
Yeah, the doodad, the grey thing with the plugs on it.
The USB?
That's what I said, didn't I?
Okay, then. Do what I say, sir. Drag the cursor to the top left.
The what?
The top left.
No, drag the what?
Cursor, sir.
I'll be cursing in a minute.
It's that little white arrow on the screen.
Where? I can't see it.
Move the mouse, it'll appear.
I'm moving it. Nothing's on the screen.
Describe what's on the screen, sir.
There's nothing on the screen. I've just told you.
Do you mean it's black?
Yes. It's black. It's black.
Sir, have you switched the computer on?
Do I need to?
If you wish to print a document, yes. If you're copying, no.
I'm most certainly not copying. That'd be cheating, wouldn't it?
Switch the computer and screen on, sir.
It's on now. Wait a sec. It's just warming the valves up.
Has anything come along yet?
Only the 97 bus from Barnsley. That was a joke.
Was it, sir? Is the screen on yet?
Yep. And the little arrow. Now what?
Drag the arrow, the cursor, up to the top left.
Done it.
What's happening, sir?
Nothing's happening. What's meant to happen?
Click the right button.
Which one?
The right one.
How do I know which is the right one? You tell me which is right and which is wrong.
The button on the right, on the mouse, sir.
Click it?
Yes, sir, click it.
I've done that.
Do you see a menu?
A menu? What is this? A restaurant?
A menu, sir. A list of commands on the computer.
Ah, yes. I see something like a list.
Does it say print?
No. Shut it.
Hover over the menu, sir.
Look, I know I'm clever, but I haven't mastered the art of levitation just yet.
Hover. Let the mouse stay over the menu.
Nothing. Yes. There it is. Print.
Click on print, sir.
Done.
What does it say now?
You have to choose a document to print.
You mean you haven't chosen a document yet? One you need to print out?
Chosen a document? I haven't even written one yet. I only bought the computer 20 minutes ago.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. I haven't done anything yet.
You have, sir. Believe me.
Why? What have I done?
You've done up a bill of £15.75 for this phone call. Goodbye, sir. Please call again if you have any further difficulties.
Help Help was written by Steve Dobson and voiced by Anne Dobson, Keith Barner, John Scully and Steve Dobson. Technical Wizardry by Brian Robinson. Produced by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.